Welcome back to Dad Space. It's Dave. Glad to be here with you. Hope you're doing well. Hope life is going well for you and your family. We're getting into springtime here in North America, and it's exciting. We just had the eclipse go by yesterday. Did you see it? We didn't. Here it was cloudy and overcast. Anyways, it got really dark and then really light again, and off we go. On to the next thing, right? And today I want to chat about something that we're working through right now in our family, all around generational wealth and what we're doing for our children, and maybe spark some thoughts for you as you plan out your future for your kids and your family. Just a few ideas around generational wealth, but today I want to look at good debts and bad debts. And a little bit of story for you around that here on Dad Space. Glad you're here. Here we go. I know. As soon as you hear somebody start talking about generational wealth or real estate, you're like, oh no, hit stop. This is a sales pitch. And it's not, because I have absolutely nothing to sell you at all. Nothing. I don't have a book. I don't have a program. I don't have a course. I have nothing to sell you. But I do want to share with you what we're doing in our home. And maybe it'll spark some thoughts for you as a dad, especially if you're a younger dad. I'm in my 50s. So if I had heard this podcast in my 20s, it might have really shaped my future even more. So I'm hoping for the younger dads out there, you'll hear this and take it to heart and think about how you can maybe do this in your own home. And it's all around generational wealth. The one thing that we're doing for our family, we have three adult children, boy, girl, boy, that's the makeup for our family. The goal for us when our kids were growing up was we wanted to have investment properties for each of our three kids. And we currently have our home, which the kids have now left and gone on to do their things, just myself and my wife, Jan, here. And then we have a rental property that we bought years ago based on some equity built up in our current home that we were able to leverage to buy our first rental property. We're out now looking at a second rental property to purchase, which would be, in effect, three properties that we would own. We'd like one more so that we have a place to live and our kids have their own places. But the idea is we wanted to have something to pass on to our kids. And most likely by the time we do pass these on to our kids as a inheritance, it will most likely be paid off. And they'll have three properties that'll go to their kids, and that'll be theirs to do with as they wish. Again, then changing the future for them and their family as they inherit something from what Jen and I are doing for our kids. So we went and sat with a mortgage broker. We're leveraging now the equity in our first rental property, pulling out some of that equity then to buy our second rental property, again, in addition to our home. So we sat down with the mortgage broker, big, huge monitor on the screen, on the wall. They pulled up our credit report, and we went through it together on the screen. And some people get nervous when they hear the word credit report, because you're like, oh boy. And here we're in Canada, so everything I'm referencing is here in Canadian terms and how we do things in Canada. If you're elsewhere, mileage may vary, so just kind of keep that in mind. But they pulled our credit score up, and they started with Jen, my wife. Perfect credit score. Like, perfect. Like, not one blemish on our credit score. And the mortgage broker was like, you're great. Good job. And then they flipped over to mine, and because I bought or signed for my daughter's cell phone when she was in high school, it was her responsibility to pay for it, and we trusted her. She's a very organized, very disciplined person. She did really well, but she did miss two payments because I had signed for her phone. They reflected on my credit report. So with the exception of two missed payments, which my daughter did repay, those scored against me on my form, but they were so far in the past that it really had no bearing, and I was 1 point less than my wife's perfect score. So there you go. That was nice to see a great credit report on the screen. Huge, big, massive screen on the wall that he could see Nothing to hide here, everyone. All of your dirty laundry, all of your good news, all displayed in all the glory of a huge, big monster screen. And the mortgage broker just talked through why our credit report is so important. And when I thought of this, I'm like, wow, I want to share this on Dad Space, because our story is what we feel is unique. And I would love to share with you and give you some inspiration for your family. My dad, when I was growing up, my dad did a lot of volunteer work, worked with a lot of volunteer organizations, and really went from a really well-paying job. He was a body shop manager and got to drive some amazing cars. He had a team that he was responsible for, made some really good money. We could go grocery shopping anytime we needed. If we needed something, we'd just go get it. Two-vehicle home, a nice place to live growing up. Basically, all the comforts of a middle-class family. And he gave that up to go and work with more of a volunteer organizations. And our home income took a hit. Now, we were supplied in some places with gifts of food and clothing and rent and things like that. But at the end of my dad's life, we lost him when my kids were little. He basically worked his way right into the hospital, and then we lost him. He never really had a retirement, and he never really had anything to retire with as far as any equity, any assets. And if anything, when we lost my dad, we basically had to assume, I say had to, we didn't have to, but we wanted to. We assumed all of his debts. And my mom came to live with us, and we supported her, and then took on the entirety of his debt and paid it off, working multiple jobs, my wife and I, to pay down this debt. It was really a nasty time financially. And our credit rating was being hammered because we were behind on payments. We were paying for my, at the time, we were paying for my dad and my mom where they were living and our rent at the same time. Two different townhouse units. We were paying the rent and paying my mom to watch the kids. So it was really tough. The money was very tight. And when my dad passed away, all we had was his debt. There was really nothing, there was no inheritance at all, just debt. And we carried that, and we carried that for years. And when we brought my mom in to live with us, we ended up buying our first home. And we had a very generous family member that helped give us some money to get us that down payment we needed drastically to get our first home. And it was beautiful of them to do that. We were able to bring our mom into the home. And we started chipping away at that debt. And over the years, we've taken that and built up and repaired our credit, got things back in order, and then to see on the screen with this mortgage broker that our credit is great. It's a good feeling. So I wanted to talk about, for you as maybe a young dad, hearing from an old dad like me, just some ideas around what is good debt and what is bad debt. For you and your family. Again, remember, I have nothing to sell you here. I have no course. I have no book. There's nothing to buy from me in this conversation. I just wanted to give you some thoughts around good and bad debt. Okay? So we're going to start with some good debt as a pathway to generating wealth for you and for your family. As fathers, our primary goal is to create a legacy of financial security and even prosperity for our family. And the words of debt and borrowing may carry some negative connotation, but it's essential to understand that not all debt is created equal. And by making informed decisions, we can leverage good debt to build generational wealth and provide a solid foundation for our families. So what is good debt? What is this pathway to wealth and creation for our families? Good debt is an investment in our future and that of our kids. It increases your net worth and generates value beyond your present income. So some examples of some good debt would include Number one would be home ownership. Taking out a mortgage to purchase a home is often considered to be good debt. Real estate has historically appreciated in value for the most part, for most of us. And owning a home can provide a sense of stability and security for your family. As a young dad, that might not be for you right now. You're renting or you're in some other arrangement. You don't own property. But I would love for you to think about it and have that in your mind, that that is a future goal. And the sooner you do that, the better, because of time, right? In your 20s and your 30s, you have a longer runway than someone in their 50s and 60s. So think about this. The sooner you work towards having good debt and reducing bad debt, opens the opportunity for you to pursue a mortgage and start building that wealth through home ownership. That was the key for us that really changed the tide in our home. The next thing would be, good debt would be around education. Now, we have lots of differing opinions around whether or not going to university and college is a good play for your kids. But if you have that in your mind, then setting aside money towards that. I know here in Canada, we have a matching program where we can put money towards our kids' schooling for university and college. And as long as we use it for that purpose, there's government top-ups and matching that will happen to increase the value of what we put in. We'll be also then matched by our employer or through government incentives. So that's a way to balloon your setting aside money towards your kids' education program. Again, start soon. Don't start late. It's harder. Let time be your friend as you put your money towards your kids. That's a good investment. That's a good debt, is planning out your financial future for your kids. And a good quality education can open doors for your kids that you never had. So again, think about that as a good debt, is planning ahead for your kids' future. The last part here under good debts, just three parts, would be any kind of business venture. Just assessing lines of credit or small business loans to start and expand a profitable business, or partner with someone to help them in their business, could be a way for you to form some good debt. Successful entrepreneur endeavors can create generational wealth and financial independence for you as you maybe partner with someone on a project and add in your assets to help them grow their business. Might be a way for you to build some good debt and some good credit as well. So what are some examples then, the opposite of bad debt? Maybe these are what I would say burdens that you need to avoid, especially as a young father with a young family. Some bad debts often used to purchase goods or services that have really no lasting value or potential for growth. So some examples of bad debt, things to avoid as a dad and in your family, is that dreaded credit card debt. High interest credit card debts can quickly spiral out of control. You get a second and third credit card to pay for the other ones, and now you're stealing from one to pay for the other, and you're just on a downward spiral financially when credit cards at high interest rates with very little forgiveness just compound over time. And if you're curious, look at your next credit card statement. And off to the side somewhere, for me, it's in the top right corner of my statement. It'll say, if you continue to pay the minimum rate for this credit card, you can expect to pay, it'll take you X number of years to pay off your current balance. It's very sobering to think that even though I'm making minimal payments, really things are growing at a very fast rate. And it's going to take years and years. Sometimes it'll be your grandchildren's debt they're going to be inheriting while you're out spending money on a credit card with really no thought of how this is going to impact your future. So you really need to think about your credit card debts. And it's interesting because as you pay down a credit card, what happens? They reward you with a higher limit. They reward you with another credit card. you'll get them showing up in your mailboxes. You're such a great person. You've got such great payment history. We're going to boost up your credit card limit from $1,000 to $10,000. And in that moment, you're thinking, wow, I'm doing so great. And then you realize when you get to that max level of $10,000 now owing, you've dug yourself even deeper. So be careful with credit card debt. You're going to hear that a lot. But at the same time, credit cards are handed out like candy to students at university and high school students. And it's amazing how simple it is to get a credit card these days and how powerfully addictive it is to be able to spend money that you don't have on things you might not need in the moment. But the fact that it's available and it's so easy to do, it's so easy to get, can lead to some real big problems down the road. So if you're going to do credit cards, go small limits for your max amount of credit on the card. It's a great start. I think for my wife and I, we both have like a $1,000 credit limit on our credit cards. We use it for online purchases and Netflix and all those other things, but we keep it at a really low credit limit on our credit cards because it's a little more manageable. So when those offers come in, we just refuse them. We don't make our credit card limit larger. So think about that. Credit card debt, high interest, credit cards can easily go out of control. Be careful. Another bad debt to avoid, very easy to fall into, is payday loans. These are short-term loans that often come with exorbitant amount of interest rates, and they can trap you in a cycle of debt, which is very hard to get out of. Getting an advance on your pay before your pay and spending it, they'll take a big chunk of that. And it's really hard to get out of. I've had friends caught in this cycle. It's very hard to get out of. So if you have the option to not do payday loans, don't do them. Just don't. There's got to be another way. And lastly, would just be around luxury purchases. Borrowing money to finance luxury items like fancy cars or extravagant vacations may provide temporary satisfaction, but offers no long-term financial benefit. Because of the depreciation of the purchase you're making, you go out and buy a car, and it's a classic car, and you love this beautiful car, and you pour money into it, and you redo it and rebuild it and do all this amazing stuff, and then somebody steals it. Somebody backs into it. Somebody hits you on the road. Your investment's gone. You go on this beautiful vacation. You didn't save up for it, but you just had to go. You just got to get out of here. And everything's on a card. Everything is debt. You come back from this beautiful vacation not as well rested as you thought, because now you're facing the bills that are associated with it. You spend a lot of money through credit on birthdays or holiday gifts, and then the bill shows up. For those who celebrate Christmas, January is a terrible time of the year. The reality of what you've purchased and what's been consumed is out the window. The joy of the giving is gone, and now the reality of the cost kicks in. Those luxury purchases are a great dopamine hit. It's great to give gifts. It's great to be generous. But in your generosity, don't inherit bad debt. Better for you to be able to do what you can with what you have and invest what you can in what your future brings you. And that's why for us in our home, we went with leveraging the equity in our home to buy our first rental property. I'm going to talk about that more in an upcoming episode about our journey as landlords with our rental properties, share with you some of the ideas, some of the things we've learned in the process, because it's been an interesting journey. And maybe that might be something for you to consider, for you and your family. As you know what, I'm sitting on equity in this home. I have a mortgage. I've been paying it off faithfully. I've got a pretty good credit rating. I'm doing really good with this. I have a job. I'm doing okay that way. But I'd love to have something to gift to my kids. What can I do to set them up for their future. And I'm going to do a future episode around rental purchases and, again, sharing our story with you as well. But I'd be curious to know what your thoughts are about good debt and bad debt, what you feel you've been doing well as a dad. Again, maybe more examples of what you would consider good debt and bad debt. I'd love to get your feedback over at dadspace.ca. It's a SpeakPipe message. Leave me a message. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are around this and what you've been doing. I'm just on this kick right now that I really want to share with you all around the legacy of financial wisdom and sharing with you some ideas that might spark you to think differently about how you spend your money and how you invest for the future for your family. Good debt, when used strategically, can be a powerful tool for building real generational wealth for you and your family. By making wise choices and prioritizing investments that appreciate in value or generate income, we can create a legacy of real financial stability for our kids. And remember that the decisions we make today will shape the future of our families for many generations to come. It's all in our hands as dads to A, think ahead for our families, plan ahead for what's to come long after we're no longer here, but as well, be a good example to our kids on how we spend our money so that they can look to us and go, yeah, Dad was a good example for me so that I knew how I should be a good example to my family. And long after we're gone and long after we're forgotten, the things that we do today will have a huge impact on generations long after us. So think about that. What are you doing to plan for your future? What are you doing to plan for your kids and their kids and their kids and so on? Long after we're gone, we can have an impact. And it starts today. It starts with how you deal with your bad debts and how you increase your good debts. Think about it. You have the power to change your future in how you deal with your debt. And my thoughts and my hopes for you and your family is that you'll never have to inherit the debts of your parents, that you're going to start a new tradition, a new reality for your kids where they won't receive a single debt that has to be paid after you're gone, but they'll see the fruits of all the hard work and investments that you've done in behind the scenes for your kids. Starts today. If you have any questions or you want to talk about it, reach out to me at dadspace.ca. I'd love to talk to you and share more about my journey and maybe help you. Again, like I said, I have nothing to sell you. I've got no books, no courses, nothing. But if you want to talk to another dad, I'd love to talk to you at dadspace.ca. Reach out. Let's have a conversation. Thank you for listening to the podcast. And come back. We're going to talk more about rental property purchases and all that stuff. Maybe that'll help you on your journey as we focus in on generational wealth for the next few episodes here on Dad Space. Take care. Thanks for listening. Hey, thanks for listening to Dad Space today. I'm so thankful that you were here for this episode. If you like the show, please let another dad know. Hey, that kind of rhymed. Anyways, share the episode out with somebody in your circle who would love Dad Space. That means so much to us here for our guests who donate their time to be on the show. And we just want to see this grow. So, again, another rhyme. Oh, wow. Anyhow, think I need to write a song or something. Thank you for being here with Dad Space. And again, looking forward to the next episode. Look forward to having you here again with us. And if we can help you in any way, or if you have a great guest idea for the show, a topic that you would love us to cover, we would love to do that here on Dad Space. So thanks for listening and thanks for being part of the community. And to you, Dad, thank you for listening and thank you for sharing Dad Space. Catch you on the next one. Take care.